Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Jürgen, so how difficult afternoon that was?
Good afternoon. Difficult game. Even before the first whistle, it's like I didn't know 100% how we will be ready for that. When we had the finishing before and the warming up, Dom told me, I actually never played a derby before. What do you mean? Yeah, Salzburg doesn't have a derby, Leipzig doesn't have a derby, Hungary has maybe a derby, but the countries who would be a derby, we never played since I play international football. So, okay, do it. So, no problem. You give always 100%, so you are ready for the game. And so you don't know exactly how it is. And I thought, I like what I saw. Besides that, we should have finished situations off better. I think they didn't even become chances, but were super situations where we had 4v1, 4v2 counterattacks. And with the quality we have, we have to play a better last pass. That didn't happen. So 0-0, red card, changed the game again. Everton was not that deep a block before that, but after that they were obviously a really deep block. We had to get used to that. That took a little bit too long for my taste, but what was really important today that we didn't get frustrated in the second half with the fact that we didn't score already. And I thought we did that really well. I saw that we were ready just to play to the final whistle, try it, and then we scored the first goal, the penalty, really well done by Lucho, crossing the ball in that moment, 1v2 situation, I think, and then still can cross the ball. Yeah, and then late, 2-0, game finished.
Could have been two penalties, actually.
It seemed
the Patterson incident into Luis Diaz just before that, quite standing before. I've seen that. Obviously, Everton will point to actually getting sent off for two yellow cards, and Kanate not receiving the second yellow. What were your thoughts on that? How did you feel at the time when Kanate fouled better? To be honest, I didn't see it back yet, and I was not sure I saw it 100%. I think I was somewhere else
in that moment, but then when he's going down and Ibu, I knew he had a yellow card, so I knew that could be now tricky. Then he didn't get the second yellow, and then I thought, okay, we don't give it a chance and take him off. I understand, or you can imagine, the frustration of Everton and Sean in this moment, absolutely. But that would have been, was it 0-0 still, or was it 1-0? It was 0-0 still, yeah. But 10v10, I thought we were the better side. I would be a one, I don't know, we will never find out. But it's not that I would have thought, okay, now we cannot, maybe have no chance to win the game anymore, 100% not. Would have been interesting. Would have Everton changed anything or not? We don't know. Would they have been a bit more offensive or not? So that's all hypothetical, obviously. So 2-0, and now we deserve the 3 points. That's, I think, there's no doubt.
Any more? No.
Good.
No. No more?
Yeah, but you got back to the top of the league, though. I just wondered how
we are not anymore.
Oh, well, obviously. Yeah. Well, how important was it, I suppose, to just ask that question after the last two results as one of those teams, albeit still early in the season?
I like to respond on things, but you need to have a reason to respond. And it should be, you should be able to remember the thing you have to respond to. And 2 weeks since Brighton, players were everywhere in the world. That makes no sense. So that I'm not happy to do that. We are back on track or whatever. I'm happy we won the game. And 20 points. That's what we wanted. And that's what we have now. So that's absolutely great. Now Thursday, different competition, super important as well. Another home game, fantastic. And there, from there we go. That's the situation. And how is that? Where the boys literally are coming from, I'm really happy with the performance. Really, I liked it, and I think I didn't hear anything different. We came all through without any kind of niggles. Super important, and so all good.
Chris,
we've spoken a lot about hundreds of times. You've got just 200 career league goals today. It seems to be showing no signs of slowing down.
Look, what I love most about Mo is, of course, maybe most I love the numbers, but what I love the most is that I think Mo Salah played for us an incredible amount of fantastic games. Today it was not his best game. But being then that clinical and the penalty and that being staying in the situation, that's probably his biggest quality. And I love that because you need somebody who brings the ball over the line. And it was that again. And I couldn't respect that fact more, and that's absolutely outstanding. The numbers are crazy. He will never stop. He will never stop. That's his nature, and that's really cool for us.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com